Track 12, Three Barriers to Fun in Marriage. On the last track, we discussed preserving and protecting friendship within marriage. We also discussed five roadblocks to friendship in marriage. These five roadblocks are, there's no time, we're not friends, we're married, we don't talk like friends anymore, the ravages of conflict, and reckless words. On this track, we will discuss three barriers to fun that married couples may experience. These three barriers to fun are being busy, the opinion that play is for kids, and that conflict gets in the way. We will also discuss the fun deck technique that can be used for helping married couples focus on having fun together. Brendan and Lindsay began marital counseling after Brendan had a one-night stand with a coworker. Brendan stated, "What I did really alarmed me. It was a lot of fun, but I started thinking about Lindsay and our 6-year-old twins, Candace and Amy. When I thought about it, I realized that I just wasn't having fun anymore at home. Everything with Lindsay is work and stress. I want to get what we used to have back, and I don't want to hurt Lindsay like that again." Have you treated a client like Brendan whose infidelity is in part related to a desire to reclaim a sense of fun that they feel is missing from their marriage? Would your Brendan benefit from learning new communication strategies regarding overcoming barriers to fun? Brendan stated, "I just can't figure it out. I mean, one of the main reasons I wanted to spend my life with Lindsay is that we had so much fun together. What the hell is happening to us?" I explained to Brendan that the first common barrier to fun can be being busy. As you know, early in relationships, couples put a high priority on making room for fun. I stated, "Gradually, both partners get busy with careers and raising kids, and going out together seems like less of a priority. Between 6 and 20 years of marriage, couples report going out on dates less than once every 2 months. Brendan stated, "That sounds like us. I mean, Candace and Amy are a blast, but raising twins is a lot of work. I don't remember the last time Lindsay and I went out for dinner and a movie like we used to. Even when the kids are staying with friends, we just use the time to catch up on laundry and bills and all that stuff." A second barrier to fun can be the opinion that play is for kids. Brendan stated, "I've heard a lot of people saying that you need to get out and play with your spouse. But isn't that kind of silly? I can see the need to get out of the house, but play is something our daughters do." I explained to Brendan, "Well, one way to look at it is that preschool experts say that play is the work children need to do to grow and gain social and emotional skills. It's the same way for adults. And fun and play allow you to find a release from the pressure and hassle of being a grown-up. And when you're relaxed, you're more yourself." Brendan stated, "I guess that's true. When we were first dating, Lindsay and I used to go to the beach and make sandcastles and splash each other in the water. It always made us feel really close. I guess sometimes it's good to be like a kid." Are you treating a client like Brendan who might need to be reminded that play is for adults as well? In addition to being busy and the opinion that play is for kids, I explained to Brendan that a third barrier to fun for married couples can be that conflict gets in the way. Brendan stated, "You know, about 6 months ago, we did try to get out more. We signed up for this couples massage seminar. It was going great until the instructor said something about paying attention to your partner's reactions. I told Lindsay it was a great idea, and she made some snarky comment about how she'd been trying to tell me that for years. She said I never listened to her. I felt really hurt. We ended up leaving the seminar early and not talking the whole rest of the night. How am I supposed to believe that the next time we try to go out, something the same won't happen?" Does your Brendan feel that conflict with his or her spouse may erupt at any moment, undermining their ability to relax and have fun? I encouraged Brendan and Lindsay to schedule time each week when they could meet together uninterrupted. I stated, "If you set aside time each week to deal with issues that come up, you may be better able to relax when you go out and have fun." Brendan asked, "Okay, so we really should get out more, but what should we do? I mean, we live in Illinois now, so it's not like we can go to the beach. And some of our favorite activities, like going to clubs, just aren't practical anymore with the kids. And going to movies all the time just gets old." I invited Brendan and Lindsay to try the fun deck technique. I have found that the fun deck can be useful in helping couples maintain the progress they have made regarding the changing the patterns in their relationship. I explained to Brendan and Lindsay, the first step in the fun deck technique is brainstorming a list of fun things. Be creative. Write down anything you think might be fun, like giving each other massages or going for a walk to count stars. Next, you can write these ideas out on a set of 3x5 cards to keep in a safe place. That way, you can grab them when you're ready for some fun. One idea is to set aside a regular time for couples time. Each of you can pick out 3 things from the deck that you'd like to do during this time, then show each other the cards you have picked out. The goal is for each partner to take responsibility for making one of their partner's 3 choices happen during the time you have set aside. You could also draw randomly from the deck for a quick fun idea. Are you treating a couple like Brennan and Lindsay who would benefit from a fun deck technique? Would playing this track in your next session be helpful for them? On this track, we discussed 3 barriers to fun that married couples may experience. These 3 barriers to fun are being busy, the opinion that play is for kids, and that conflict gets in the way. We also discussed the fun deck technique. On the next track, we will discuss 4 topics relevant to helping couples enhance and protect sensuality and sexuality in their relationships. The 4 topics are roadblocks to sexuality, lack of interest in sex, communicating desires, and making sensuality a priority. Question 12. What are 3 barriers to fun that couples may experience?